now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We are talking movies this week as we cover the latest George Clooney film, Monuments Men, a great World War II thriller, a book on Sinatra you need to have in your library or maybe even keep on your bedstand, perhaps. And how about this? Lounge music and burlesque thrust into the public consciousness this week with some interesting nighttime activities by the Australian Dental Association. We'll find out more about that shortly. Here's the Useless Playboys and Caravan on the Cocktail Nation.
She called me sad.
Night, with stars that shine above so bright. The mystery of their fading light that shines upon our paradise. Upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan. Stars that shine above so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. So exciting, you are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan.
Is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
With Joe Parson, El Gento. Now, this week on the show, talking about the brand new George Clooney, Matt Damon film called The Monuments Men. I just love a World War II film. I love a film that's a little bit of a caper type film.
Time to put a team together and do our best to protect buildings, bridges, and art before the Nazis destroy everything.
How many men?
Six.
Jesus.
Well, with you at seven.
That's much better.
So you want to go into a war zone with some architects and artists and tell our boys what they can and cannot blow up.
That's right.
Aren't we a little old for that?
Yes. We go through basic and then we wait for orders.
Basic?
A little help.
Basic training. Oh, boy.
Not at all. It's based on the true story of the greatest treasure hunt in history. Now, the film is an action drama focusing on an unlikely World War II platoon tasked by FDR with going into Germany to rescue artistic masterpieces from Nazi thieves, returning them to their rightful owners. And it'll be an impossible mission with the art trapped behind enemy lines and with the German army under orders to destroy everything. As the Reich fell, how could these guys, seven museum directors, curators and art historians, all more familiar with art than the M1 possibly hope to succeed? But as Monuments Men, as they were called, found themselves in a race against time to avoid the destruction of 1,000 years of culture, turns out they'll risk their lives to protect and defend man's greatest achievements. Joining me is Ben, who's my film expert here.
Well, actually, your introduction was excellent. You pretty much covered everything. The only thing I would add is that it's actually based on a true story. The movie embellishes on some of this, but by and large, this is fairly accurate about these soldiers running around in World War II trying to preserve art, trying to preserve monuments, trying to preserve culture. So everything from the Mona Lisa through to famous statues of Madonna and Child, they're the kind of things that the Monuments Men are trying to protect.
Does this film live up to your expectations, considering how star-studded it is?
No, I don't think it does. Also point out, George Clooney directs this. George Clooney's directed a bunch of movies, including Syriana and The Men Who Stare at Goats, and he's quite a good director. But on this occasion, I reckon the main issue with the movie is that it's a war movie that often feels like there's no war in it. The nature of what these soldiers are doing, it's amazing that there was a group of people running around doing this, trying to preserve art and culture. But at the same time, when you watch it on screen, it can feel a bit, well, it's almost like it's trivializing war. It's almost putting up art on the same level as a human life.
Is this stance obvious, do you think?
doesn't go that far. Like, it does, it pulls back from that. But however, it does constantly justify its position as it goes along about, you know, is it worth it what we're doing? If you did risk it, if you did risk a soldier's life, is it worth it? You can walk out of the Monuments Men saying that that movie is suggesting, yes, it is worth it. It is worth it. And the main way that they present that is to suggest that if you destroy culture, if you destroy artifacts, art forms, monuments, that kind of thing, then how do you know what people were like in the past? So effectively, it's almost like they never existed. If you wipe out what represents those people, it may seem like they never existed. And this group of art historians turned soldiers who were battling the Nazis, who were attempting to destroy this culture, they say we need to preserve it. Otherwise, effectively, you're like wiping out a history of people, and then therefore you're wiping out people and the memory of them as well.
When you consider that the Nazis do try and wipe out an entire race, then maybe it's justified to have that fear.
Yeah, look, that's right. But I think that point you just raised then is one of those points that you keep batting up against the Monuments Men, which is the Nazis were looking to destroy a race of people. That is a lot more serious than saving art.
I guess that's part of the curiosity of the film, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Now, I think this whole like story of the Monuments Men actually seems a bit better if you just talk about it in general. If you just talk about there were these guys going around trying to save art, you know, that's pretty interesting, and like you can understand people might want to preserve art. But I think the Monuments Men goes that one step further and puts it into this on this playing field with human life, suggesting that if we don't preserve what people have created, then therefore they haven't existed.
Ben, thanks so much for your time.
It's all right, my pleasure.
Check it out, the Monuments Men. In movie theatres right now. Greg Arthur now, and more on The Cocktail Nation.
I didn't know her name, but I thought she was from heaven. I haven't seen her smile before, but I knew it just the same. I haven't held her hand, but in my imagination, I can put my lips to her cheek and I whisper her name. Where was she from? Does she run to? Does she know that I would give my life? I'd give her all and more. And more. If I could find a way, I would be there beside her. And all the world or nobody could see, I wouldn't care. The foolish way I'd watch her there beside me, gazing at her smile, her skin, her long, long, long hair. Where was she from? Does she run to? Does she know that I would give my life? I'd give her all and more. And more. And
The Cocktail Nation.
Section 3.5, the cone of silence. To activate, simply lower the cone and speak clearly.
What?
Do not overuse the cone of silence.
What?
Do not shout in the cone of silence.
What?
In fact, don't even use the cone of silence.
What?
It's never worked right. I don't know why we bought it in the first place. Section 3.6, the portable cone of silence.
Cocktail Nation.
What?
With Cube Cooper and the Left Arm of Buddha and Coco Serenade. You can check out an interview that I did with the band simply by heading to cocktailnation.net, clicking on the radio show tab, and there you'll find an archive of previous shows. And while you are at it, do check out our news from across the world tab. An interesting story about an Aston Martin replica of the DB5, which is set to be released. Pretty interesting stuff. Here's Dave Rose now, and Like Young.
Thank you.
Tony Marcico from the Martini Kings, and you are listening to Cocktail Nation.
They have a new album coming out real soon. It's called Groovin', and it features guitarist Doug McDonald. More on that a little bit later on.
What's reading in the Penthouse Library?
It's a book from 1998 called The Way You Wear Your Hat, and it's actually out as a Google ebook, which is fairly new. Bill Ziem is the man behind it, and it's all about Frank Sinatra's personal taste. I just love this book. I must have read this book about 10 times. I love it so much. A masterful assembly of some of the most personal details and minute details of Frank Sinatra's way of living, the way he drank, the way he cavorted, the way he brawled, the way he wooed, the way he wore his tuxedos and snap rims. It's made into a book. And lots of people are part of this book, like Tony Bennett, Don Rickles, Angie Dickinson, Tony Curtis, Robert Wagner, all talking about Frank Sinatra's personal style. Do check it out. And like I said, it's available as a Google ebook, The Way You Wear Your Hat. It's Tom Du Jazz now and Secret Paradise on the Cocktail Nation.
Summertime, far away on a tropic shore. Setting sun as we walk. Who could ask for more? Winds that blow from the sea and kiss your face, bringing dreams of romance into this place where hearts long to be, just you and I. Hold me close. Hear the waves whispering so nice. Stay right here, never leave. give our secret
Donation thanks to ultraswank.net, Trudy Pitts and Take 5. Well, how about this? In Australia, this week, both burlesque and lounge music thrust into the public gaze with a video of a raunchy stage act filmed at a major dentistry conference, which has landed the profession's peak body. I have so many puns in this story, it's not funny. In hot water, after it was used to promote an upcoming conference. Footage of the dentist being entertained by women in G-strings and lingerie to the sultry soundtrack of Peggy Lee's Fever was uploaded to the Australian Dental Association YouTube account on Friday and used on an affiliated website to promote its national conference. And this has all gone down like a lead balloon. The burlesque act was filmed at a dentist late night event. Who thought dentists had so much fun? I had no idea. The video was removed from its websites and social media just this week have claimed that it was sexist and inappropriate. Dr. Boyd Boyland, who, yes, he sounds like a dentist, who heads up the Dentist Association, says that somebody will be spoken to on Monday and I will get to the bottom of it. Seriously, that's what he said. Time for a look at the world of swank now for TikiDelights.com. TikiCon coming up July 11 at the Red Lion Hotel, Vancouver at the Key. The Martini Kings, various gigs across the Tonga Hut in Palm Springs right through to August at this stage. Details online, cocktailnation.net. The final Hukulau coming up June 11, a Lika Lyman group playing at the Tiki Caliente in Palm Springs, May 17, TikiCaliente.com. You can see DJ Baz, new friend, the Cocktail Nation, new jazz and Latin beats, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. to midnight. And this is over at 369 North Palm Canyon Drive, downtown Palm Springs. Every Thursday night, it's Otto's Grotto. Do check it out, Forbidden Island, Alameda. And Tikiaki 5-0 playing live in Palm Springs at the Tonga Hut. The next one coming up, April 5. Mojave Oasis back, mojaveoasis.com. Join them in April. Friday, June 6, Louis Prima Jr. and The Witnesses. They are playing at The Mint in LA. The website, themintla.com. These gigs and many more online, cocktailnation.net. Here's Jack Jones, Fly Me to the Moon.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing. For you, I have written the song. To be sure that you know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, kiss me. Sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Other words, I love you.
Hey, this is Joe from Menai.
Hey, this is Josh from Waterloo, and you're listening to The Cocktail Nation.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned. For from history I had learned how many, 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 many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. At Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never would be happy. They laughed at us and how. For who's got the last laugh now? Thank you. at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me, wanting you. Said I would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. Oh, oh, oh. Who's got the last laugh? Hey, hey, hey. Let's at the last laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh? Now.
Nation.
Thank you. his eyes, and she knew better. He wanted her tonight, and it was now or never. He made her feel so
Nation with Nutty and Rumba with the Devil. Well, next week on the show, we are taking a look at a mid-century modern architect you will just absolutely love. Instrumental guy, this one. So, one for all the mid-century modern freaks. More on that next week. Going to leave you with Stacey Kent and this Happy Madness. Stay hip.
What should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows now? What happened to that frown, and is that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror really me? I'd like to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. I feel that I've gone back to childhood, and I'm skipping through the wildwood, so excited that I don't know what to do. What do I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my secret little smile, because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness, all this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing far above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into what should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness, all my endless lonely sighs? Where are my sorrows now? What happened to that frown, and is that that self-contented clown standing there grinning in the mirror really me? I'd like to run through Central Park, carve your initials in the bark of every tree I pass for everyone to see. I feel that I've gone back to childhood, and I'm skipping through the wildwood so excited that I don't know what to do. What do I care if I'm a juvenile? I smile my secret little smile because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness? All this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy? The gods are laughing high above. One of them gave a little shove, and I fell gaily, gladly, madly into love. Because I know the change in me is you. What should I call this happy madness? All this unexpected joy that turned the world into a baby's bouncing toy. The gods are laughing high above. One of them gave a little shove. I fell gaily, gladly.